Mobile. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Go ahead, Patrick.
Evening, Chad.
Sitting here in front of the computer. I've been working on the bathroom, trying to get it remodeled today, so I'm pretty tired.
Just do it anymore. It'll take a toll on you.
Yesterday, I figured which one it was, I been working on my antennas and coax and dug a trench and put me some PVC pipe in so I could move coax in and out so my dad won't hit it with a lawnmower. And I drove two 8-foot ground rods in with an 8-pound sledgehammer, and my body is not happy right now.
You're making it do things it don't want to do.
But I used to could make it do things it didn't want to do, and I didn't bother me too bad, but something's happening. I don't know what it is.
My answer to that one then.
I just don't want to say it out loud.
I don't want to either.
So what you on the way in?
We're leaving Louis or something like that down here on Beacon Drive, heading home now.
Okay. Did you have a good day?
It was slow, but it's a holiday week, so I kind of planned for that.
Well, did you have a opportunity to take a look at that thing on the radio I was telling you about?
You know, I forgot about it yesterday when I was sitting there in front of it, and I'll try to remember to do it here in the next day or two and take a look at it. But I did notice, if you look when you're in your 2-meter and you hit the V and M button over there on the right-hand side, it will also come up with M-E-M up in the upper left-hand corner for your memory channel.
Okay. It must be a shortcut to storing a memory.
Stuff about that radio I haven't figured out yet.
Well, like I said, next time you're in front of it, go to that screen, and when you push that button, there's a red word that pops up above the signal line that says record. I don't exactly know what that means. I mean, I think I know what it means, but I'm not sure.
Maybe Steve can take you because he's got the same radio.
So you're in Greenville? Get a little clip, get up to the house then.
I am at least an hour away. The good thing about it is it's not hard work anymore, it's just long hours.
It's not bone crushing either. That old mechanic work is just hard on your bones, man.
Yes, sir, that's why I wanted away from it. One of the reasons, you know, I need a new knee now, and I got a collapsed disc in my neck and shoulder problems, so, and I'm too young for all that.
I always said if you had got a mechanic to sit down with the engineers to design a vehicle, that'd be the ugliest thing in the world, but boy, it sure would be easy work on, because you'd have all daggers hanging outside the fenders and water pumps hanging out the side. But it sure would be easy to work on.
Just come pay attention to where their product is actually, or what they're designing actually goes, because they never look at it, the full picture. Most of them don't. They design this, and they don't know where it's going, so they have no idea that it's that hard to get to.
In front of a AutoCAD or some kind of computer modeling screen that says, hey, that'll fit right here. And they're not looking at all the stuff you got to take off just to get to it.
What gets me the most, or I guess bothers me the most about it, is stuff we're going to do every day, like oil changes, air filters, that kind of stuff. It shouldn't be that difficult to get to.
I've got a Dodge Journey, and my gosh, man, it just to get the battery in the thing, you got to take the left wheel off, then you have to take the inner fender cowl out, and then even at that, it's just a pain in the rump to get out. And if you don't have a lift, which I got 11,000 pound lift down here in the shop, that could be rough.
Take it by advance and let them put it in. They'll change batteries for free, and I'm kidding there.
Yeah, done tried that, but O'Reilly's too. They both said N-O in a hurry.
Two other working on the bathroom.
Like I said, yesterday, Memorial Day, it was that or Sunday. I can't remember, Patrick. It might have been Sunday. I got the bobcat out, like I said, and dug me a trench so it could bury me 50 feet of PVC pipe. Run all new coax. I was running RG58 on HF, and finally got my RG8 in, so I ran some RG8 under the house for a 2-meter rig and the dipole I've got out in the yard. Ran that through the PVC. Got my dipole up, I don't know, probably 60 feet, and put a bunch of pulleys on it so I can drop all three legs. Let's see, what else? Yeah, grounded my antenna line with a polyphaser and a 8-foot ground rod, and then came right outside the ham shack, drove another ground rod, and grounded everything in my station. And I could not believe how quiet things got. I mean, it took away all the noise on HF. I couldn't believe it.
So, that's what I was going to ask about there last week, was the grounding and bonding, but more for mobile application instead of base unit.
Yeah, so the way I think this works is everything in the house that is electrical creates a noise, some kind of noise. And the way it was explained to me was that you can get rid of a lot of that noise by sending it to ground, basically. So I have been trying to pass traffic up on the single sideband net for a couple months, and it has just been so difficult to even hear. I mean, I've had headphones, I've tried to write things down fast. It's just really frustrating. And I just said, well, I'm just going to do it for lightning protection, you know. But as soon as I got everything grounded and tested, ah, man, I could not believe it. And are you going to be on the net tonight? Because I got some other things I'm gonna put up on the net. Are you going to be there, or are you going to be too tired?
A little bit, but I'm going to have a section there while I'm in my black hole traveling home, so I'll miss that part of it.
So the other thing I did, too, in case you miss, you know, what's going on tonight. Well, I tell you what, I'll talk with you about that offline, because it's an hour from the net. I don't want to bog it down. People might want to use the repeater before the net, but I got some useful information for you. I'll I'll either text it to you, or next time I talk with you on the phone, I'll let you know. But I'm gonna put it out with Walt and Larry tonight on the repeater. A couple other friends are listening in, and they're trying to learn a little bit too. Why they won't speak up, I don't know. But I guess that's just kind of difficult. But I understand.
One of the call signs that I know.
He doesn't check in a whole lot. He does check in from time to time, but just really not a big talker, and he's kind of a little bit frustrated with not being able to interpret information. So I just hadn't got over the mic fried, I guess. But I mean, I get that. I do.
Overcome fear is to get out there and do it.
He was, so I've got a family member up in Pickens. He's about my age, I guess. And he is, he's an amateur. He got his extra license. I don't know, about a year ago. And he's one of those that went and tested and took the technician, passed it, took the general and passed it, and missed the amateur extra by one or two, went back next month and got his license, one of those deals. But anyway, we've been trying to make HF contact for a couple of months and just have not been successful at all. We just haven't been able to determine exactly what's going on yet. But he texted me and said, hey, meet me at this frequency and let's try again. So, not thinking, I went straight to that frequency. And it was a amateur extra frequency. And I got told pretty quick. I mean, he was not hateful about it at all. But it just embarrassed me pretty bad. I wasn't thinking about it that much, but he told me real quick. You need to leave.
It's a good thing they let you know instead of getting in trouble about it. But everybody makes mistakes, especially when you're starting out.
He just, one thing I noticed though was that when he keyed the mic, he was just, he had to have a super amplifier. I mean, it was just crystal clear. And he just said, you know, hey, KO4NUE, are you a general class operator? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, you are outside of your frequency limit. And, you know, he said, I just want to make you aware of that. And I said, I missed it. No big deal, you know. So I just exited at that point, but it took me an hour or two. I had to put, not really the poochie lip, but it just embarrassed me a little bit. I mean, I didn't mean to do it. It just happened. But I got that situation fixed.
I made the close to the same mistake when I first started. Dual VFOs, and I have the GMRS and FRS frequencies also in my ID5100, because I live close to the Pisgah National Forest and DuPont State Forest. So I like to monitor those every now and then. I don't talk on them, but I like to monitor them. Well, I accidentally keyed up on one of them. I have my GMRS license, but I used the wrong call sign. Oh, man. I got a nasty letter about that one.
Me?
Yes, sir. I was doing wrong and that, blah, blah. If you didn't do it, report me, blah, and that kind of thing. So that was my first interaction with another ham.
Oh, so it came from another ham. It didn't come from the FCC.
Yes, sir. That was my very first interaction with another ham.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I guess that's where it pays to be kind of nice. But I mean, I may get a letter too. I don't know. But like I said, I mean, he was polite and professional about it. He wasn't hateful or anything. But it kind of scared me to death. If you want to know the truth.
4HKX. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I made a mistake. I threw out the wrong call sign instead of the correct one, because I have mine as WRKJ226 for my GMRS, and instead I threw out KO4HKX. Like I said, I'd only had both of them for maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, so a GMRS, is it useful at all? Because I got a stepfather that lives in Piedmont, and I'm trying to find a way that I can contact him a little easier than the cell phone, because he's got some age on him, and he will not get his license, but he would like to have radio. Would GMRS be good for that? I mean, could I get from Campobello to Piedmont on GMRS?
I'm not exactly sure where Piedmont's at 100%, but I think it's over below easily. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that's correct. I just wondered if there was, I don't think GMRS has got near the range, but I don't know absolutely anything about GMRS.
Well, it's on the 70-centimeter band, and now you can run a 50-watt radio, but you're going to have a repeater to go that far, or you're not ever going to make it. So that's the problem you're going to run into. I find GMRS is not very useful in this area, other than short-range communications for families. Like, if you got your GMRS license, it would cover your whole family. They wouldn't have to go get theirs. So if you were out and about, hunt club, whatever, they could all use that and not have to get a separate license.
Sam, I do. All right, bud, thanks for the info. I'm going to step on out, and I got a return telephone call. So let me get on, bud. Have a safe trip, and I hate you. Hate you on the road this late, but be safe, and I'll pick you up on the road later on. It's KO4NUE, and I'm clear, Patrick.
And if I don't talk to you again, this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.